President John Mahama has met with members of the Council of State at their last meeting to round off the NDC's first term in office. Chairman of the Council, Professor Kofi Awuno, acknowledged the good relations the Council enjoyed with late President Mills. He however stated that though most members of the Council are aged and tired, they will be on hand to offer their expertise and advice to President Mahama and the next Council. President Mahama debunked public perception that the Council of State is for retired people. He said it comprises people with vast experience in public service who offer credible advice at all times. On behalf of the Council members, Professor Awuno presented a report and a compilation of memos from all previous meetings to President Mahama. The meeting was at the Pedriasi Lodge near Ibri in the Eastern Region. Pascaline Adadivo witnessed the opening and now reports.
The 5th Council of State of the 4th Republic began its work on the 7th of January 2009. The meeting ends the second half of the Council's four-year tenure and activities under the presidency of late Professor John Evans Atta Mills and his successor John Dramani Mahama. The Council of State, established under the 1992 Constitution, is mandated to offer advisory services to the President, members of government and other organs of state. At the Pedriasi Lodge, almost all 23 members and its chairman, Professor Awuno, were present for this last meeting. In his opening remarks, Professor Awuno congratulated President Mahama on his feat. He said the council members are proud of him. On the work of the council over the period, Professor Awuno said the members took their work seriously and late Professor Mills held them in high esteem.
This is our last meeting of the term, which began on the 7th of January 2009, which was the term of the late President Atta Mills, and which is now being brought to an end by President John Mahama. We will indicate from every documentary evidence that the Council worked extremely hard, met almost every month, even though the Constitution said meet four times a year, we met every month. We submitted memoranda on a series of issues to the presidency. Evidence exists in the document that we have now prepared, which is a compendium of all the memos that we have submitted to the presidency as at October 2012.
President Mahama stated how he admired the relationship the council had with the late president. He also commended their efforts over the period, promising to rely on their good counsel at all times.
I very much admired the relationship we had with our beloved late president. I had the privilege of being invited to sit anytime you had your interactions with him. Those interactions were frank, they were open, and they discussed virtually every issue. No topic was sacred. I wish to thank you for the reports that you have produced, because I do believe that these will give a better insight into the work that the council does. A lot of Ghanaians have the perception that the council is a place where you retire elderly people. And I'm sure that after they read this report, they will realize that it is not at all a retirement position. It is a position of active service to one's country.
During its tenure, the council visited and met with a number of heads of state institutions and regions to familiarize itself with developments. The council also initiated the construction of a new office complex yet to be completed.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.